Okay, Caiaphas. Caiaphas likes Caiaphas. So Angelina, it's another great one. It is indeed an absolute classic. Coming up next, we're chatting to one of the winners of this year's NedBank Business Ignite with 702 and sharing the business boosting insights and strategies they've learned since winning. Yeah, really looking forward to that. We're going to tell you about the winner. We're going to tell you what the winners learned. And we're going to talk about a great deal of the benefits, a great deal about the benefits that they have learned from being involved in NedBank Business Ignite. It's 20 minutes past four. Let's focus our attention now on this. ICASA has talked about making more broadband available, to South African companies, and in turn, that would be made available to you. This was a process that began on Wednesday, and this comes a few months after ICASA concluded a successful auction of various spectrum bands. So what are they doing, and what might the consequences and hopefully benefits be? To talk about that, we're joined by Arthur Goldstuck, who's founder and CEO at Worldwide Works. Arthur, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. What exactly is ICASA doing now?
The most important thing they're doing is speeding up the process of issuing spectrum. If you recall, when they issued spectrum in March, it was after 14 years of not having issued spectrum in South Africa. There's a massive delay and a massive waste of an incredibly valuable resource that could improve all of our connectivity experience across the country, certainly via mobile broadband and via our mobile devices. So they were regularly condemned for these delays, and I think what you're now seeing is a new urgency. The acting chairperson, Charlie Lewis, is someone who has in the past been part of this call for speeding up the process of issuing spectrum. Now he's in the driver's seat, so you can imagine he wants to drive it as quickly and efficiently as he can. So that's essentially what's behind it. We won't see an immediate impact on our experience because the operators are currently busy implementing the spectrum that they were issued at the end of March.
So one of the things that was really striking about the last auction was all the excitement about how much money was raised, but everything that was said about what might happen next and what the benefits to people might be. Is it too early to assess the last auction round and its consequences, its benefits, if any?
Partly it's still too early because some of the auction that was, or at least some of the spectrum that was auctioned, was in the low bands that were occupied by television signals. And they had to wait for a digital, the transition of digital signals from analog to digital. And once that happened and the TV signals vacated, so to speak, the that spectrum rather of bandwidth, then the operators could start implementing it. That was one of the big criticisms, and one of the reasons Telkom tried to hold back the auction was because they felt that that spectrum first had to be vacated by the broadcasters. But that would have delayed the whole process again. So we're still in the process of waiting to see if that spectrum is vacated. I think there was, in fact, a deadline of last month that was given for it. And according to ICASA and according to the description of each of the spectrum bands that they're offering, it hasn't been fully vacated yet.
Yes.
So one of the bands that they were offering that was not sold, in fact, the only lot that was not sold in the previous auction, is now coming up for sale. It's two lots of spectrum in the 800 megahertz frequency, which was, and I believe is still occupied by analog TV signals.
Yes.
But that's going to come up for sale. And
eventually,
in this coming spectrum. But what ICASA is asking is for input from the industry on all of the lots that they're proposing to sell and all of the unsold inventory, let's call it, that is now available and that can become available. So some of it, for example, is occupied by government services and the Ministry of Defense and Transnet for example. Even South African Airways owns some of the frequency bands. So all of that has to be migrated, and according to ICASA, most of that is in the process of migration. So it's going to become available for sale.
So I want to ask you, I mean, does this relate in any way to MTN wanting to buy Telkom? Because if there are other opportunities for MTN to increase its access to broadband, which I understand is a driving force in the possibility of that deal, clearly anything that that government may auction falls way short of that.
If anything, it complicates MTN wanting to buy Telkom, because the regulator has to ensure that there's a fair allocation of spectrum across all operators. And if you suddenly combine MTN spectrum with Telkom spectrum, plus the additional spectrum that's coming up for sale, suddenly they would have a headache in terms of deciding what is a fair allocation to a combined MTN Telkom. They probably couldn't allocate any more unless they specified that MTN could buy Telkom without its spectrum. The real crown jewel with Telkom is their fiber in the ground. They've got the biggest fiber network across South Africa, national grid that I think runs these days to around 160,000 kilometers of fiber. That is the real crown jewel of South African telecoms. And that would really put MTN in a very powerful position for both fixed line and mobile broadband. It's unlikely to see if Telkom, or if MTN is allowed to buy Telkom, it's unlikely to see them also getting their spectrum. So that really does complicate the current process. But both of those operators will bid regardless of where those negotiations are at, because
absolutely,
if things fall through, they will need more bandwidth.
So it's a very broad question, but I'm sure it's on many of our listeners' minds, Arthur. Should all of this lead to us getting faster speed, better prices, and more options? And will it?
It is supposed to have that outcome. That's the intention. The primary intention is to improve the performance and our access to mobile data. But along with that, by having more frequency available to them, the operators can roll out connectivity more efficiently. They can essentially use the right equipment in the right frequencies, as opposed to what they've been doing until now, which is what they call refarming existing spectrum at great cost and very inefficiently. So they become a lot more efficient and cost-effective, and they should pass that on to the consumer. So there is a good chance it will result in, over a longer period, prices falling, but also our speed of access increasing dramatically.
Well, from your lips to all the suppliers and telecom companies' ears, that was Arthur Goldstuck, CEO of Worldwide Works. 28 minutes past 4:00.